Welcome to Inspiration Weekly, your source for finding inspiration every week. Through stories, quotes, and real-life experiences, together we'll explore the captivating beauty of life. Listen by podcast or read by blog each week. Visit SpencerReynolds.com and click on Inspiration Weekly to subscribe so you never miss the opportunity to be inspired. Now this week, I don't know if many of you have been onto my website at SpencerReynolds.com and clicked on Inspiration Weekly. There's a link to the most touching video you'll see today. This is one that was sent to me quite a while ago. And I've since found a story that was done by Rick Riley from Sports Illustrated. And I'm going to read the article. And then after you get done with this article, go to the website and look at this. This is a video that's also entitled or labeled Can. With a disabled boy. Now this is from Rick Riley. It says, I try to be a good father, give my kids mulligans, work nights to pay for their text messaging, then take them to swimsuit shoots, but compared to Dick Hoyt, I suck. 85 times he pushed his disabled son Rick 26.2 miles in marathons. 8 times he's not only pushed him 26.2 miles in a wheelchair, but also towed him 2.4 miles in a dinghy while swimming and pedaling him 112 miles in the seat on the handlebars all in the same day. Dick also pulled him cross-country skiing, taking him on his back mountain climbing, and once hauled him across the U.S. on a bike. Makes taking your son bowling look a little lame, right? And what has Rick done for his father? Not much, except save his life. This love story began in Winchester, Massachusetts, 43 years ago, when Rick was strangled by the umbilical cord during birth, leaving him brain damaged and unable to control his limbs. He'll be a vegetable the rest of his life, Dick said the doctors told him and his wife Judy when Rick was 9 months old. Put him in an institution. But the Hoyts weren't buying it. They noticed the way Rick's eyes followed them around the room. When Rick was 11, they took him to an engineering department at Tufts University and asked if there was anything to help the boy communicate. No way, Dick says what he was told. There's nothing going on in his brain. Tell him a joke, Dick countered. They did. Rick laughed. Turns out a lot was going on in his brain. Rigged up with a computer that allowed him to control the cursor by touching a switch with the side of his head, Rick was finally able to communicate. His first words? Go Bruins. After a high school classmate was paralyzed in an accident and the school organized a charity run for him, Dick pecked out, Dad, I want to do that. Yeah, right. How was Dick, a self-described porker who never ran more than a mile at a time, going to push his son 5 miles? Still, he tried. Then it was me who was handicapped, Dick says. I was sore for 2 weeks. That day changed Rick's life. Dad, he typed, when we were running, it felt like I wasn't disabled anymore. And that sentence changed Dick's life. He became obsessed with giving Rick that feeling as often as he could. He got into such hard belly shape that he and Rick were ready to try the 1979 Boston Marathon. No way, Dick was told by a race official. The Hoyts weren't quite a single runner and weren't quite a wheelchair competitor. For a few years, Dick and Rick just joined the massive field and ran anyway. Then they found a way to get into the race officially. In 1983, they ran another marathon so fast they made the qualifying time for the Boston the following year. Then somebody said, hey Dick, why not a triathlon? How's a guy who's never learned to swim and hadn't ridden a bike since he was 6 going to haul his 110-pound kid through a triathlon? Still, Dick tried. Now they've done 212 triathlons, including 4 grueling 15-hour Ironmans in Hawaii. It must be a buzzkill to be a 25-year-old stud getting passed by an old guy towing a grown man in a dinghy, don't you think? Hey, Dick, why don't you see how you do on your own? No way, he says. Dick does it purely for the awesome feeling he gets seeing Rick with a cantaloupe smile as they run, swim, and ride together. This year, at ages 65 and 43, Dick and Rick finished their 24th Boston Marathon in 5,083rd place out of more than 20,000 starters. Their best time? 2 hours and 40 minutes in 1992, only 35 minutes off the world record, which, in case you don't keep track of these things, happens to be held by a guy who was not pushing another man in a wheelchair at the time. No question about it, Rick types. My dad is the father of this century. And Dick got something else out of all this, too. 2 years ago, he had a mild heart attack during a race. Doctors found that one of his arteries was 95% clogged. If you hadn't been in such great shape, one doctor told him, you probably would have died 15 years ago. So in a way, Dick and Rick saved each other's lives. Rick, who has his own apartment, he gets home care and works in Boston, and Dick, retired from the military and living in Holland, Massachusetts, always find a way to be together. They give speeches around the country and compete in some back-breaking race every weekend, including this Father's Day. That night, Rick will buy his dad dinner, but the thing he really wants to give him is a gift he can never buy. The thing I'd like most, Rick types, is that my dad sit in the chair and I push him once. So stop by the website at SpencerReynolds.com and click on Inspiration Weekly and view that video. I've seen this probably 6 times in the last 2 months, and I've never made it through yet without crying. You know, I've seen some incredible races. My father-in-law does a lot of races. He does the 100-mile Wasatch 100-mile grueling race. My friend Johnny Hollinger, he does triathlons, including the Ironmans. And I can't imagine the shape it would take to be able to take your son and do what Dick Hoyt does. So, my hat's off to you, Dick. And let me tell you, everybody, I want you to go watch this video because it is truly one of the most inspiring things you will ever see. Now, thank you for being a listener here on Inspiration Weekly, and share this with somebody you love, because truly this can make a difference. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful week.